At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. The Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins certainly didn't. Their game against the Baltimore Orioles has been postponed. They're scheduled to meet four times this year, all of them this week. Today, tomorrow, at Miami, and then Wednesday and Thursday in Baltimore. So if there's not a lot of wiggle room here. But the Marlins game has been canceled against the Baltimore Orioles. This was their home opener, as you have 14 players and part of the management coaches who have tested positive for COVID. And they're 2-1. Playoffs, question mark? Linus Seaton said they won one in a row. Can you win one in a row?
No.
You can't win one in a row.
No, there's no such thing as one in a row.
One in a row. How much? It takes two to be in a row? You have to start with two to be in a row. Yes, Paul.
Two seems like a pair. A row seems like three. Without knowing the official definition.
Okay. Yeah, see.
Yeah, I think that sounds... Three has a nice ring to it in terms of
so you got a pair of wins, and then you have three in a row. Yes, McLovin.
I think Major League Baseball should take that game on Sunday away from them and give it to the team they beat.
The Phillies?
How did the Phillies lose to a COVID outbreak rebuilding Marlins 2 out of 3? And every game's worth 2.5 games, too. Ugh.
Well, you're only one game out of first, McLovin.
That's true.
Here's something. You know, Ethan, who is our stats guy, the Harvard grad?
Oh, Ethan.
Ethan sent me this. This is the first time since 1954 that no baseball team has started the season 3-0. How about that? Across the four major sports in North America, there's only been one other occasion in the last 35 years in which no team started 3-0. That was the NHL back in 2000. Thank you, Ethan. Thank you so very much.
Oh, Ethan.
What is that sound?
Moaning?
That was me.
Oh!
Did you guys see me when I closed the door this morning?
No.
And I was doing the sound effects there because the French kid had the graphics of Ethan and we had like angels. And I said, no, I think I need to record some. Oh, Ethan.
Oh, Ethan.
Disturbing.
Oh, dear.
All right, welcome to the program. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. Not a great weekend for Cy Young winners, former Cy Young winners. Ethan, once again, the great stats guy for us.
Oh, Ethan.
Eight former Cy Young winners started games over the weekend. They went combined for an ERA of over five. Justin Verlander, it's just a strained muscle in his forearm. What's the official diagnosis there with Verlander, McLevin?
Yeah, it's just a strain, he says. Don't rule me out for the season, he said on Twitter. But sounds bad.
Yes, it does. If I hear the word ulnar, it's bad. But Justin Verlander says, I'm not done for the season. Right now, it's just a strain. But if somebody says Justin Verlander and ulnar, then I would go say hello to Tommy John surgery. By the way, speaking of which, Shohei Ohtani, he did not look good at all. He threw 30 pitches, and half of them balls ultimately charged with five earned runs. He didn't get an out. He walked three batters of the Oakland A's, not promising there coming back. And you're going to have this. It's a 60-game sprint. And these players are, you know, they do everything. Their life is about repetition when you're a Major League Baseball. Even, well, professional athlete. You do certain things at certain days, certain times, especially pitchers. And you're trying to get these, you know, so we've had Clayton Kershaw, you know, tweaking his back. Verlander situation. We got Shohei Ohtani here. You know, the pitcher's trying to be able to come back. And, you know, I was watching what who pitched for the Cubs. They had a complete game. Who's your boy?
Oh, Kyle Hendricks?
Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah, start off the season.
Why do you want him to throw a complete game?
Maybe they think that way, too, is like, don't mess with this. Let's get this win.
I don't want him pitching the whole game, not at all, but he pitched a complete game, a three-hitter. Yes, McLevin.
A lot of people say I look like Kyle Hendricks.
I could see that.
And
a little bit.
He went to the same college I did.
Oh.
Not Harvard, like.
Ethan.
I sidetracked the whole show.
Yeah, right you there, did.
That's Todd's job. Yeah, sorry about that.
It was a selfish moment by you to have you be inclusive.
No, I mean, also to compare myself to someone who's much better looking than me as well. Don't forget that.
Hey, Todd. Todd, do we want to do Lou Williams mock headlines?
That's up to you. Are they all safe and sound?
No.
They're not.
No, we can't do this. No.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to shut it down.
Maybe the last
one. Oh, my God, no.
Just the last one, I think, is a question mark.
No, there's a couple in here. We can't do mock headlines. So the Clippers... forward, Lou Williams. What is he, a guard forward? He's a scorer. Lou Williams is getting verbally spanked by the commissioner. They can't really do that much other than that they... I would have told him don't come back, but I can't because they're going to have him... he'll miss two games. He's got to be quarantined here because he went to a strip club for takeout here. Yes, Todd?
What if we didn't do the third one
and
the last one?
No, we're not doing them. I am going to go... Watch me. I'm going... Watch my finger. I'm going to go delete, and that's it.
All right.
Should have done it pre-show here, Ton. Feels a little rushed, and of course you went blue, and I can't do that.
Okay.
All right. Poll question, McLevin, what do you have for me?
Who won the Jamal Adams trade, which seems like a while ago now, the Seahawks or the Jets? It's up to almost 60% Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going to go Seahawks because I'm all about what are you doing now, and Seahawks did something that improves their team now. The Jets, and look, maybe Joe Douglas is going to be a great GM for them. He certainly has the pedigree for being a great GM. But, man, it's a mess with what the Jets have done. And I don't trust him when it comes to draft picks. Hey, they got two first-round draft picks for Jamal Adams. What are you going to do with them? But having worked with the Ravens and how great the Ravens have been, I don't think anybody drafts better than the Ravens do. And if you're able to do that with the Jets, but who's going to want to play? What free agent's going to want to play for the Jets? And you might say, well, they'll go where the money is. I would take less. I would not want to go to the Jets. They have Sam Darnold and they have Le'Veon Bell. And not much other than that. And in that division where if you had been smart with any of these years with these draft picks, the Patriots are there for the taking. Now, Buffalo has improved, and Miami is going to be better as well, but the Jets are not even close to being competitive. What if the Jets end up with the worst record in football and Trevor Lawrence is staring at them? It's possible, folks. But I don't trust the Jets with what they're doing. And you give up two first-round picks, that's kind of the going rate. If I go back to some of these, Khalil Mack, Jalen Ramsey, it was costing you two first-rounders. But this is a late first round. You know, Seattle doesn't draft usually any higher than, 20. So it's going to be between 20 and 30 if they happen to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, Paulie.
You mentioned big trades. The Khalil Mack trade, remember, Oakland got the Bears draft picks. One of those draft picks turned out to be Josh Jacobs, the running back out of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So I know running backs aren't the biggest deal in the world, but that one's working out really well for the Raiders.
But they drafted well because Mike Mayock took him, and I think that was Josh Jacobs was, what, a 23rd, 24th round pick, or pick 23rd or 24th overall? So you made a great pick at a place where, you're not getting a guy that is a, bona fide star. And that's the key, if you're able to capitalize on that. But no, Seattle doing that. And, this is a guy who is going to give you sacks. He had 6.5 sacks last season, Jamal Adams. That's fourth most by a safety in a single season in the last, 38 years, since they started keeping track of sacks. You got Adrian Wilson, played for Arizona. You had Roman Harper. He played for New Orleans. Dave Durison played for the Bears. And then you have Jamal Adams and Leroy Butler. So not that you expect to get sacks out of your safety, but this is a guy who's brought in to face the 49ers. Pete Carroll didn't say that, but that's what I think. You're bringing in Jamal Adams to basically help you against the run and be able to stop George Kittle. That would be it. Paulie was telling us, he went back and watched the last 10 minutes of the Super Bowl. And I surprised a lot of people, I think, when I said, how many touchdown passes do you think Patrick Mahomes threw last year in the regular season? He probably went, 35, 40. He threw 26. And there was a moment in the Super Bowl where Troy Aikman says, this is basically on Patrick Mahomes. He's got to get it together. He has not played well at all. So he had two picks in his previous eight throws. He was losing the Super Bowl for Kansas City. They're down 10 with 7 minutes to go. And you start to look at each isolated play. Would Mahomes have gotten that contract if they won the Super Bowl? Would he have gotten that same amount of money if they had won the Super Bowl? And maybe he would. But Patrick Mahomes was not playing well in the Super Bowl against the Niners at all. He was hurting them. And there were a couple of, Jimmy Garoppolo, when you look back, he had a couple of missed throws. He had a couple of passes batted down. If they stop the Tyreek Hill play, that's what, third and what, 13 or third and 12, and they almost got to Mahomes. And that play there won the Super Bowl. Because if they get him, then they're going to win. But there were so many moments when you start to look at this, and you go, they were so close to losing that Super Bowl. If not for Chris Jones, a defensive mistake by the Niners in their secondary that they somehow lost track of Tyreek Hill. How the hell that happens, I don't know. And Mostert gained 7 yards on a first and 10. And the Niners are down, or they're up three with five to go. He gets 7 yards. And Troy Aikman goes, you know what? Are they going to run it? And he goes back to a month prior and he goes, you know what? They did play action a month ago and it was incomplete. And instead of staying on the ground, running the ball, running the clock, play action, incomplete. So now it's third and three. He doesn't get, no, don't they? They have a false start on Joe Staley.
That's right. And it became like third and
eight
and nine. Yeah, about third and eight.
Oh, my God.
And Garoppolo rolls right. He gets blitzed. and he doesn't throw the ball, obviously, so they're not going to get a first down. He runs out of bounds, which means the Chiefs don't even have to burn a timeout or burn 45 seconds.
Crazy.
It was a bunch of little things that happened, and then the Chiefs just exploded.
Yeah, and then you give them the ball. They're down three with three timeouts, and they end up winning the Super Bowl. But they were – Mahomes was losing a Super Bowl for his team. And then what happened is Garoppolo was – and maybe he was put in a position to, you know, not succeed. I don't want to say fail, but not succeed. And then Mahomes became Mahomes in the, you know, last 5 minutes. But Garoppolo was outplaying Patrick Mahomes. And all of a sudden, it changed. If they run Mostert two more times, I'm at least running the clock. Or you're going to use your time. I don't know, man. And it's frustrating. I mean, I picked Kansas City to win, but I'm watching the Niners going, it was that close. It was so close. If I'm a Niner fan, I do not want to watch that. Even the Joe Staley offsides motion is such an important penalty because now the defense knows we're going to put Garoppolo in a position where he's got to throw, and we like our chances here because they did not want – that's what shocked me. They didn't want Garoppolo to throw. The Niners didn't. And you do play action on second and three with a chance to probably win the Super Bowl. If Mostert runs for a first down, now you got to burn timeouts. Now I like my chances a lot. And keep in mind, the Niners had a great defense last year. In those last 7 minutes, they did not look great. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, there's a play with a minute 40 left. Garoppolo's got the ball third and 10 at midfield, and he throws a long pass to Sanders, yeah. Emmanuel Sanders.
Wide open.
Sanders got a good yard past the two defenders. And he missed him by about 2 yards. He overthrew him by about 2 yards. If he completes it, it's a touchdown. Jimmy Garoppolo goes up 3 points. And, they obviously could have tied the game, the Chiefs. But can you imagine what we're talking about, Jimmy Garoppolo, the next great young quarterback to do this, a bomb to win the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. We would say, boy, that's what great quarterbacks do in a situation. And then we would look at Patrick Mahomes differently. Because we'd go, well, it's kind of a wait and see here. Can he win the big one here? Well, he lost to the Patriots the previous year, and he didn't look good at all in the Super Bowl. He had that moment down at the goal line when he ran the ball, and he got smashed. Ball went out of bounds. Like, there's a fine line, though. Really is. You go back to the Patriots Super Bowls for the most part. Those that they won and those that they didn't. And it's a fine line in almost every single one of those. If Butler doesn't make that interception, I mean, then all of a sudden it's different. If Vinatieri doesn't make that field goal, like it's so close between, you know, that margin of victory and defeat. Really, really amazing. We're going to take a break. We got phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. I'm going to check in with the Marlins. We're going to talk to somebody who covers the team who can maybe tell us or help us out with this because I don't know what's going to happen. They're still in Philadelphia. So the Marlins were supposed to play tonight against Baltimore in Miami. They're still in Philadelphia. And now you have a total of 14 members of the team, the organization, who have tested positive. At what point do you have to forfeit? We have not heard back from Major League Baseball because they probably don't want to broach the topic. They may not have an answer to this. So I said to Fritzy, could you ask Major League Baseball, when does a postponement become a forfeit here?
Nothing just yet.
All righty. Your phone call's coming up, best and worst of the weekend. John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer, will join us a little bit later on. And we'll get to your phone calls. 877-3DP-SHOW. It's 18 after the hour. You're listening to The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Here's the big question. Why did the Marlins play baseball on Sunday? Multiple sources confirmed the Marlins played despite having three players learn Sunday that they had tested positive for COVID-19, just 2 days after a fourth player learned of a positive test on Friday. So two infectious disease specialists told The Athletic on Sunday that those positive tests fit the definition of a clear outbreak of the virus within their team. But sources said those tests were not enough for either Major League Baseball or the Marlins itself to give serious consideration to postponing this game. Meanwhile, the game tonight, the Marlins' scheduled home opener, has been postponed. They're playing the Orioles, but I don't know how they're going to be able to, I guess if they're going to try to double up these games, they play the Orioles four games. That's all they play this entire season. It's this week. Can you play? You're going to have two games in Miami, or you're supposed to. They're still in Philadelphia. Is Jordan McPherson there with us, Todd?
He is.
Yeah, he covers the Marlins for the Miami Herald. And Jordan, are you still with the team in Philadelphia?
I'm still in Philadelphia. I'm not directly in the same hotel or anything, or in the same vicinity as the team, but I am in Philadelphia right now.
Why did the Marlins play yesterday?
what they told us after the game Sunday is they didn't think that the hiccup, as they described it, because they weren't going to go in details about anything COVID-related, were any bigger of a, at least with only four people testing positive, as we now know, they didn't think it was a big enough risk to basically cancel the game. They felt basically all the players self-isolated at the hotel as soon as they got word of the positive test, and the team thought that that would be enough to keep the game going. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, all those players, with the exception of the player who tested positive at the beginning of the trip, they all played the first two games. So everybody was in some way, shape, or form potentially exposed, even if there wasn't a positive test. So it's overall, to me, is a big head scratcher, but their exact response was, we take risks every day just by flying, just by traveling, just by taking buses and staying at hotels. So we know the risks that are in play, but if we're told we're able to play, we're going to play.
But Jordan, do the Marlins make this call, or does Major League Baseball make this call to be able to play yesterday?
I never got an exact answer to that. My assumption would be that Major League Baseball would be the ultimate decider, but nobody told them one way or the other that they had to not play. So without being told one way or the other whether or not they should play, they decided to go ahead and play.
And now you have the team is still in Philadelphia.
Correct.
Like, when is everybody going home?
That's the question. They were originally supposed to fly out about 7 o'clock last night. They moved that flight to originally scheduled for about 11:15 this morning because, obviously, after getting the news of the positive test yesterday morning, they had everybody take a quick rapid test, which normally takes about 24 hours to get results. But as of about 9 a.m. this morning, their flight that was supposed to leave for Miami at 11 o'clock was canceled, and there is no update on that right now. So as of right now, they're in Philadelphia for, honestly, we don't know how long. It could be a day. They might not leave today. We don't know right now.
But I'm also wondering, Jordan, at what point this is a postponement. At what point does this become a forfeit for the Marlins?
That's a very good question. And, I mean, that type of decision is going to have to come down soon because, I mean, in addition to the Marlins, you have to think about what's going on with the rest of the league. The New York Yankees are supposed to come in to Philly and using that same club, the very same clubhouse the Marlins will be using for 3 days. There's going to be other parameters that go around the league. So this might be more than just a single team that gets impacted by this.
Are you able to do anything today in Philadelphia? Are you allowed to go anywhere? Have you been tested?
I have not personally been tested since I've been up here, but I've also have not had direct contact. I've basically just been staying in my hotel for the time being.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
But I don't know, what do the Braves and Phillies do since they played the Marlins? And now everybody's got to get tested. As you mentioned, the Yankees now going to Philadelphia. They're going to use that same locker room.
Yeah, it's going to be – there's a chance for a serious domino effect here if MLB doesn't come out with whatever their contingency plan is. Hopefully there is one. They haven't had to deal with the situation yet. But figuring out and seeing what MLB does in terms of responding to this over – the course of today is going to be very, very interesting how not only today and this week plays out, but potentially the rest of the season.
It's unbelievable. Jordan, good luck, and we appreciate you joining us on short notice. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Jordan McPherson. He covers the Marlins for the Miami Herald. So they're still in Philadelphia here. No flight planned here. And the fact that you've played a couple of series, the Braves and the Phillies, the Yankees going to Philadelphia here. And I know we look at it and we go, well, it's the Marlins and who cares. But if this was the Yankees, and it might be the Yankees, but if it is the Yankees or was the Yankees, this would shut down baseball. Here's the commissioner. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago and I said, this was July 1st when the commissioner of Major League Baseball joined us. And I said, well, the question's included in it, and here is the commissioner. If you have to pause the season.
Yes.
How long can you pause this season?
You know, I don't have a firm number of days in mind. I think the way that I think about it, Dan, is in the vein of competitive integrity, right? In a 60-game season, if we have a team or two that's, you know, really decimated for with the number of people who have the virus and can't play for, you know, any significant period of time, it can have a real impact on the competition. And we have to think very, very hard about what we're doing.
Yeah, I want to know, at what point do these become forfeits? Because you can only postpone for so long. And if you have 10, 12, 14 people affected, and how many people they came in contact with that you faced, and then what's that do to those teams? And you only have, there's a finite amount of time to get the 60 games in. You got about 67 days. So you don't have wiggle room here, and they might have to get around to forfeiting games here. But we still haven't heard from Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball may not have an answer to this, because this is playing out hour by hour. But I would hope that they would have contingency plans for if there is an outbreak, the serious nature of it, how many players are involved in it. And I know that this is why they wanted to have a total of 60 players available for all the teams, 30 on the rosters. And then since there's no minor league baseball, you would have 30 to choose from to be able to call up. I don't know where those players are. I don't know if they're at home waiting for a phone call. Are they quarantined? It's a mess. Yeah, Paul.
Bob Nightingale is reporting from USA Today that there are ongoing discussions whether the Yankees-Phillies game will take place tonight. It's still scheduled, but not.
They should not. Because you might say, well, it's one game and, you know, so what? No. One game could lead to 5, 7, 10 that are postponed. Don't play it. A couple of phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Once again, we'll talk to John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer. He'll join us coming up next hour, get his thoughts on all of this here. I was going to ask him about, you know, some of these pitchers here, certainly what happened with Justin Verlander. But you start to look at some of these former Cy Young winners over the weekend. So Felix Hernandez and David Price, they're not even playing this season. Clayton Kershaw hurt his back. Corey Kluber, Justin Verlander, both appear to be headed to the injured list. It's trying to get these pitchers back and trying to get them back almost in midseason form because it's a 60-game sprint. Tyler in South Dakota leads us off this morning. Hi, Tyler. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan. My best this weekend was my burgers and Philly cheesesteak brats that I grilled on my wood pellet grill yesterday. My bester was my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. They were celebrated on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, and then, before I get cut off, I want to make sure that I stand up for McLovin and just give a hard, suck it, Ethan.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tyler.
Blowback. It's a little aggressive, but I like it.
It started.
I think that's our first suck it, Ethan.
I know.
That's great.
I know. Ethan, they turn on you quick.
Ethan is definitely keeping track of how many people say suck at Ethan.
He's got stats on that. He does.
The ratio.
Yes, he's got it. Let's see. The Phillies beat writer Matt Gelb says the Phillies are quarantining their entire visiting clubhouse staff after exposure to the Marlins this weekend. Some were tested yesterday waiting for results. Yankees brought their own clubhouse staff to Philadelphia last night. I would say to the Yankees, we're not playing baseball. It's one night. That's it. Oh, boy. Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, second time caller, 511-185. Best of the weekend, my hometown is going up to Fenway, stealing a series from the Red Sox. Anytime you can go into Boston and take 2 out of 3 in that environment, it's a good weekend for us.
Yeah.
Worst is going to be that heavyweight battle with Miami tonight getting canceled with the Marlins outbreak.
I know. Not that anybody was looking forward to the Marlins and the Orioles, except for maybe Ryan. Thank you, Ryan, for the phone call. All of a sudden we're like, oh, the Marlins home opener got canceled. The only reason why I care is because the reason why it got canceled. Christian in Illinois. Hey, Christian, how are you?
Good, Dan. How are you?
Good. What do you have for me?
Hard 59160.
I got a best and worst. Best is Anthony Rizzo giving Arcia hand sanitizer on first base.
That's pretty good. Pulled it out of his back pocket. By the way, this just in, the Yankees-Phillies game canceled tonight, sources tell The Athletic. That escalated quickly, and that's the smart decision here. What else do you have, Christian?
Worst, obviously, the Marlins. The positive test. Bringing everything down.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. They shouldn't have been playing yesterday. I mean, you have to be diligent with this. The margin of error is so small. Yeah, see.
I mean, it's bad enough to just have people test positive, but then, I mean, bad enough meaning that it's a tricky situation just figuring out what to do there. But then to go and play anyway is just...
It's irresponsible. It is. And I know we want these sports to come back, and I know there's hundreds of millions of dollars at stake. And that's why if I'm... You know, the commissioner of the NBA, and I had the power, I would have said to Lou Williams of the Clippers, don't come back. We don't want you back. Yeah. We're not running the risk here. We gave you a hall pass. You needed to leave the bubble. We let you leave the bubble. You must be smart. You have to do the right thing, because all it takes is one or two, three, and then they infect people, and then all of a sudden a team is infected, and then quarantine. Now all of a sudden you run the risk of shutting down a season. David in Michigan joining us. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, bud.
Sorry, I had to say that like Shane Irvine. Whatever happened to that guy? You miss him. Best of the weekend was my Tigers. Had a couple come-from-behind wins there. We won a series to start the year. So, I mean, it's only going to go downhill from here, but I'll take it. Worst of the weekend is that I am still a Lions and Tigers fan, so that's about all.
Keep your head up there, David. The Yankees and Phillies have the same schedule as the Orioles and the Marlins. They meet four times, all of them this week. Monday and Tuesday in Philly, and then Wednesday and Thursday in New York. But I don't know what they're going to do now. Do you do a doubleheader? Can you do a doubleheader? Do you maybe have everybody tested and then maybe you postpone those games and then you play Wednesday and Thursday in New York? Oh, boy. Yes, Paulie.
I was thinking about this because what if the Marlins somehow have to sit for a week and they don't play a certain amount of games, but then they come back and they win, right? And they go on a tear and they become the best team in baseball, but they played five fewer games than the other team. They got actual rest, unintentionally, but they got rest. It wouldn't be fair. What if for 60 games, it's like the most number of wins makes it, not the percentage of wins. And then you are penalized if you have an outbreak on your team. You're not rewarded for it.
Let's not get there yet. You're on record.
Yes.
You're on record.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't know the math here. My head's going to explode. Like, remember Will Ferrell when he's debating. I kind of, but.
You're on record. Duly noted here that does it get to the point like who is it's survival of the fittest limping to the finish line. First one to 40 wins. Yes, Todd.
We got all worked up when Keith Olbermann, Buster Olney, and others. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near the World Series. Now, we just started a couple of days ago.
I know. And Olbermann, who was the first to tweet out. In fact, he just texted me this morning. He goes, the first domino has fallen, given the Marlins. He said 0.00% of the World Series being played this year. Buster Olney said the same thing. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up, and we'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Time for our best and worst of the weekend. More phone calls coming up. I also saw the list of things that the NFL defines as high-risk conduct. Now, they sent out a memo, sent it to all the teams, and the things that you cannot do during this pandemic: indoor nightclub with more than 15 people, indoor bar with more than 15 people, other than picking up food, indoor house party with more than 15 people, indoor music concert entertainment event with more than 15 people, professional sporting event, other than applicable NFL games or events with more than 15 people, indoor religious services attended by more than 25% of the venue's capacity. The NFL is basically saying, here are the rules if we're going to try to pull this off. All right, best and worst of the weekend, Todd, I'll start with you.
My best of the weekend: on opening day this past Friday night, the voice of Tom Hanks selling hot dogs piped in at Oakland Coliseum.
Colossal hot dog. It's not a ball game without a hot dog. Who wants a hot dog? Hot dog here, hot dog. Colossal hot dog. Colossal dogs, hot dog.
There you go. And as a youth, Hanks was actually a peanut vendor at A's game, so it all comes full circle for him. How cool is that? My worst of the weekend: 2 days after Clayton Kershaw misses his opening day start with back issues, Steven Strasburg can't go on Saturday due to a nerve issue in his right hand. And then we find out Verlander and Kluber, among others, suffering injuries on the mound.
McLovin, best and worst of the weekend.
Okay, my best sounds like this, and it's going to surprise you. Hit it.
For a second there, Al had Ja Morant. No one saw him, unable to get it.
Take that. Let me interrupt you, because Ben Simmons, in rhythm, hit himself a corner three.
It's all happening. I don't even need a worse. With Ben Simmons draining threes left and right, the Philadelphia 76ers are going to tear through the bubble.
You know, here's something interesting about Ben Simmons. I don't know if this is true or not, but I thought of this when I saw him hit the three. he will benefit because there's no crowd. Because I think that he's nervous to take these shots. I think he gets embarrassed when he misses them badly. And I do think that Ben Simmons might be willing to take those shots a little bit more in the quarantine, in the bubble, because it's just a scrimmage. I mean, they are games, but it might help him psychologically. And he does need help, I think, psychologically in making those threes. But he did make the three, and he looks comfortable at times taking them. Continue, McLovin.
Well, if I did have a worse, is the Phillies lost to the Marlins 11-6. How do you lose to the Marlins? Forget the coronavirus. Aren't they rebuilding completely anyway?
The Marlins, yeah, I guess they're rebuilding. They got a nucleus there. They got some young talent there. But, yeah, that's embarrassing. You're losing to a virus team. You can't even beat the Marlins. Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend was Juventus winning Serie A for the ninth straight year, which is a hell of an accomplishment. I mean, how many teams get to win a championship 9 years in a row? The worst of the weekend was that they did it in a completely empty stadium, and it was so weird. So weird. They had, like, streamers fired off. They're spraying champagne, and, like, everybody's going nuts. And all you hear is, like, yay, yay, yay. What?
Polyester, best and worst of the weekend.
This one's the weirdest of the weekend. The Oklahoma Sooners have moved their opening game against Missouri State, that classic matchup, up from September 5th to August 29th.
Yeah.
I don't really know the reasoning behind it, but they got it approved by the NCAA, shocker. And they just said it's they feel ready to go, and they want to get the season going and spread it out between the
Why
games.
Why not play this weekend? Why wait? We're gonna play August 1st instead.
They're very thankful to Missouri State for adjusting.
Of course.
Taking the check.
Yes.
Best of the weekend, I was flipping the channels yesterday. My wife and I are sitting there, and the kids were not in the room. So I put on UFC. I put on the UFC event, and I was watching it. And my wife has never really watched it, nor not watched it before. I go, does this bother you? Because it was getting pretty rough and a little bloody. She goes, no, it doesn't bother me at all. She goes, it's not me getting hit. She goes, those guys know what they signed up for. She didn't mind the bloody fighting at all in the UFC. I was like, oh, that's cool. I thought she might be a little squeamish.
Mm. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Carol in Virginia. Hi, Carol. What do you have for me today?
Yes. I wanted to talk to you about, first of all, Miami. I'm originally was born and raised in Miami, and with the pandemic going on, right now, in Miami, the basically mayor, the governor, when we won't get into that, but basically wants everything open. So people are out of the beaches, are all over the place, and it doesn't surprise me that that there is a problem as far as the Marlins being close to everybody.
All right. Anything else?
Fritzy, I have a term for him, Michigana.
Crazy? Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good word.
All right. Thank you, Carol.
Very accurate.
Little Yiddish there. I don't think you're crazy.
I'm not crazy, but it's kind of an endearing term. When someone's called a Michigana, it's not to anything vicious or negative. It's, I think to me, anyway, growing up, my grandparents would use that word. It's a playful kind of word for someone that's a little wacky, a little wild.
What is Yiddish for creepy?
Ooh, that I'd have to look
up. Okay.
But that'll be the next one we'll learn.
Thank you, Todd. Artha in Texas. Hopefully I got that name right, Artha, that it was spelled correctly by Marvin.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Yes.
So, a little while ago you were talking about the Super Bowl, and I wanted to bring to our memory that, Chris Jones had such a great game. I thought he got robbed of the MVP.
Well, Artha, I brought that up for quite a few occasions here. He didn't have a half a tackle in that Super Bowl. He did knock down three passes. So did he have a great game? No, he didn't get robbed for the MVP, but he did have a couple of great plays there. So you're right. But I mentioned that about Chris Jones.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Artha.
I love you guys.
Well, that's very sweet of you. Thank you, Artha. I like when the audience keeps me honest there. Yeah. Chris Jones had half a tackle. So he had a half a tackle more than I did in the Super Bowl. But he did bat down three more passes than I did. And that's a big reason why they won the Super Bowl. Gary in South Carolina. Hi, Gary. What do you have for me?
Best of the week. Got to head down to the beach for a long weekend, spend some time with the family in Charleston. Worst of the week, my man, the big maple, blowing up Saturday for my Yankees.
All right. Well, thank you, Gary. The Big Maple? Anybody well-versed in trees? Nicknames? The Big Maple.
Sir.
Who blew up with the Yankees, Seton?
That's James Paxton.
Oh, James Paxton is the Big Maple?
The Big Maple.
Oh.
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian, yeah.
Oh, okay. He pitched well, didn't he? Oh, no, that's Patrick Corbin with the Nationals. He's the Big Redwood.
These are good nicknames.
No, he's not the Big Redwood.
Oh, I just, let's go with that. I just made that. This is fantastic.
The Large Spruce.
The Big Maple.
They call me the Large Spruce.
The Talented Oak.
Yeah. That's great.
The Weeping Willow. Arbor Day. When is Arbor Day?
Oh.
Yes, McLovin.
Not to get all botanist, but the Weeping Willow actually is a tree, unlike the other ones, isn't it?
Botanist. Would you want to be a botanist?
Is there some other kind of expert for trees? What's a tree expert called?
Horticulturist? What's that? I know the term. I don't know what it means.
I think those are like plants.
Arborist?
So. Arborist. Yeah. Yeah, you're an arborist. You're a tree specialist, right? John Smoltz will join us coming up. What the hell is happening in Major League Baseball?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.